Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Love my enemies, love my enemies. You hear it all the time. Here's a question. How do you do that? Also, Greg Shepherd, president of Dallas Maids. He's going to be, or he is right now, in the house. And we're going to do some remembering that in everything, Jesus Christ has first place.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, so much more. How much more? As my grandma said, so much more. How much more? A lot. And we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We will have a trivia question today. And I'll just let you know right now, I got Greg Shepherd in the studio with me, and we've been kicking around a kind of a contesty idea. I'm not going to tell you everything about it yet, but we're thinking about it. We'll give you the info. Here's the deal on calling. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. I've proved that year in and year out. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, this segment being sponsored by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiono. Yeah, that's right, Pamela Melchiono. We just did a new commercial for her, so sometime throughout today's show, you're going to hear her new commercial. I think it's pretty good. I liked it. You know, I helped write it, so I like it. Here's the bottom line. If you're trying to get some information on real estate, whether you're buying or selling, whether you're investing or just exploring, doesn't matter. You just want to talk to somebody who does it for a living, who doesn't just do it every so often so they can visit the Mississippi. You want somebody who does it for a living, like they're into it, like they study for it. Like, wait, they go to classes and they are continually improving upon what they do. Yeah, that's it right there. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Now look at that URL. The Blessed Realty Company.com. You want to bless the real estate? There it is, right in the title. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Pamela Melchiono, if you tell her you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you will get a Tootsie Roll. Not from her and not from me, but you can get a Tootsie Roll. Got to go to the store and pay money for it. All right. I do want to give a shout out to Wonder Julie, who is on her
12th anniversary.
12th anniversary of the fated day of your infamous flight that you were not the helicopter pilot of, right?
Right, correct.
You were the passenger, so it's not your fault that it happened. Not anybody's fault. Can you give us like a minute synopsis? I know it's a big deal, but just do as best you can.
Well, it was 2007. I was by Joe Pool Lake. I was reporting traffic, as most people know that I used to do a lot. I still do. And the compressor went out, blew the engine out. So all the alarms went off. And I looked out the window and I thought, well, good, there's no houses down there. And there we went. And I'll tell you, the closer you get to the ground, the faster it comes.
Is that how that works?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Were you thinking that you were going to do a Jason Pollock painting on the ground at some point, or what were you thinking?
I just really wasn't thinking anything. I was just hanging on. I was like, here we go. But the weird thing was when we hit the ground, you know, the skids are made to spread apart to take some of the impact, and then you fly back up in the air and come back down again, if it all stays together, which is a good thing it did. It ripped the tail off, which that usually happens. But when I hit, everything shot up in the air, and it was so violent I could see air shaking. And I was thinking, this must be what it's like to be in an earthquake. And then I was looking for my phone and my keys. Chip was on the door going, it's on fire. You need to get out. I'm like, oh, good times. So,
well,
but here I am kicking like kung fu.
We that's a great line. I haven't heard that one before. We are thankful that you are well.
Thank you much.
You are a part of what we're doing here. So we thank the Lord that you were preserved and all is well. Memories like that, be thankful to be past it. But boy, what an experience.
God is good. I'm here.
Yeah. Amen. Take it right there. All right. Not to rain on that parade, but very far away, but also equally disturbing, was something that happened today. Equally disturbing for me, that is. My wife, who is the love of my life, I adore her, she's fantastic. Anyway, she had a nosebleed. You think, well, big deal, Dave, she had a nosebleed. Yeah, so here's the deal. I've been with my wife a very, very long time. I don't think people understand that when your wife leans over, puts her finger on her nose, and blows out the nose that is got the blood, and that stuff comes out, that is very disturbing. And it was almost like this mass came out, and I'm like, ew! And she's laughing at me because I'm grossing out. And it's like, oh, you don't have any, you know, you don't have any spine. We'll use that word there. And I just said, yeah, I don't see you killing the spiders. Anyway, I was just grossed out, so I just thought I'd combine that on with
thank you for sharing.
I just thought I'd make sure everybody knows what's going on. And to make everybody feel better and not to make these combined, today's National Cheesecake Day.
Love me some
come
cheesecake.
Come on, cheesecake. Damn, come on. Greg's hanging out here. He's not really doing his stuff yet, but I do want to. Do you like cheesecake? Is this something you like?
I love cheesecake.
Okay. I'm just making sure he likes cheesecake. All right. All right. See, I did that. I sprung that on Wonder Juice. I'm not the nicest guy.
Yeah.
You know?
You got the nosebleed, and then there's cheesecake.
We're just going to leave that there. So let's do a little bit of a teaching because we only have so many minutes, so much time that we are able to do things in the show because it's only a one-hour show. It should be a two-hour show. That's besides the point. Here is the bottom line. So we hear a lot of this, people talking on news or different places about loving your neighbor and so on and so forth. And I just want to pull up a portion out of Luke chapter 6, verse 27-28. It says this, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you." Now, I want to start by acknowledging something, and I wish people would just acknowledge it. It's just a whole lot easier. Some of these commandments that come from Jesus, which are specifically commandments, these aren't things that you wake up one day and go, gee, willy-nilly, I just think I'll do this today. I just think I'll do this. I think I'll just operate in faith all the time and not worry about tomorrow and just love everybody. This takes a act of connection between you and God for this stuff to happen. You're not getting up one day and going, I'm just going to flip the switch. I'm doing it perfectly. That's not how it works. How it works is you do it in communion and connection with the Lord. What's funny is that we're all talking about loving our neighbors, and yet the scripture talks about loving our enemies. I did a little research on this because I tend to do that. And one great theologian said something very funny. He said that the reason that Jesus said to love your neighbors and to love your enemies is because in many cases those tend to be the same people. I thought, oh, that's a good one. I thought, wow, that is just insightful, isn't it? Yeah. Here's something, though, that Jesus said. He gave three straight-on answers on how you go about this. And that's what you're looking for. When the Lord gives you something to do, you're looking for the, okay, how am I supposed to do this? Well, you got to be connected to the Lord or none of this is going to work. So let's start with that as a premise. You're not going to love your enemy. You're not going to love your neighbor. You're not going to love yourself the right way. You'll love yourself fleshly wise or inappropriately if you're not connected to the Lord. Here's what Jesus said. He said, love your enemies. He said three things. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. So to do good for those who hate you doesn't mean that if your neighbor who you don't like or your enemy who you don't like has a newspaper and that newspaper is off target, not by their house, and you don't like them and they're your enemies, it doesn't mean you pick up that newspaper and hurl it to another neighbor's yard so that they'll never find it. That's not doing good. That's not a good thing. If you took that newspaper and brought it and dropped it on their porch, that'd be a good thing. It's pretty common to be able to examine it and look and see if what you're doing is good or what you're doing is bad. You see that thing in your brain that never really takes an offering. The one in your mind, that thing called, well, people in Germany called conscience, but actually it's called conscience. That preacher does a great job. And you'll know inside, okay, that's a bad thing. I shouldn't do that. That's wrong, okay? That's God's built-in preacher. Best preacher ever. Best preacher ever. Unfortunately, some people have seared their conscience and eliminated it. So one of the things you need to do is you need to do good. You need to bless them. That means I hope your League of 1,000 Camels invades your armpits. you can't do that. That's not good. Johnny Carson said that, but you can't say that, okay? That's not what you're hoping for. And you're supposed to pray for those that mistreat you. And when it says pray for them, it doesn't mean pray that the ground opens up and swallows them whole. It means you're praying for their wellness and their benefit. These are things that are pretty basic. That's how you love your neighbor. Still got to do it in connection with the Lord. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Greg. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well. Get to feeling groovy again.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Sometimes welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. If you go on your roof and shout David Spoon Media, you'll be the only person on your roof shouting David Spoon Media. Will I hear you? No. If you send me an email, and will I think it's funny? As long as you don't get hurt. Yeah, I'll probably think it's pretty funny. This segment brought to you by our good friend who's going to be in the studio tomorrow, our very own Jamie. Jamie Blumenthal, his wonderful wife Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Pretty straightforward. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Right? Most people know how that works, right? If you make no plan, you have no anything. Now, in our faith, in our position, what we believe, that the Lord has a plan that's involved. And our job is to do the best we can in our stewardship with the funds that he gives us. One of the things that Jamie and Nancy have committed their lives to is helping people make the best decisions in their retirement from a strategy point of view, from a safety point of view, from a protected point of view. Their website, retiretherightway.com. By the way, I wrote a new commercial for them. I'm excited to share it with them tomorrow. They're saying, plan right, retire the right way. You can call Jamie, talk to him. No obligation, just to talk to him. You might have a nest egg, and you might be thinking, I just want to make sure it's safe. Talk to somebody who knows how that goes. Ooh, that's a good one. Who knows how it goes. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com, which tells you there's a wrong way to do it, and you don't want to do the wrong way. You know, you go down the wrong way on a one-way, as a ticket for you. Not just a ticket, it's dangerous. Not just dangerous, it's not smart, and it's not the right way. Okay, all right. Hanging out with me, Greg Shepherd. Greg has not been on the show before. This is the first time he's been on the show. We met, I think, about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, in that ballpark. Okay. Let's make sure you're about to fist away. Okay, here's the big deal. The big deal is he owns a company called Dallas Made. So actually, I called him originally on a title of another company. I'm going to let him explain all that. I want him to explain what's going on because you need to hear about different people who have different companies in our community. And here Greg has a company. And I'm telling you, this guy, I got people I already know are listening are going, I want that. I want that. So why don't you tell people who you are, what the company's about. Let's make sure we make contact points so people can hear all that stuff.
Yeah, David. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on your show. I own a couple of maid services. Dallas Maids, which you had mentioned, that was my first company. Started in 2004. I actually had left high tech and just did my own thing. You had originally contacted me about, I think, Emily's Maids.
Correct.
Okay. Why two maid services? You know, my first maid service, Dallas Maids, that's definitely the biggest. But back in 2010, 11, there was another maid service owner that was trying to get off the ground. And I offered to send him our leads. You know, if a customer calls and say, hey, your pricing is too high, I thought, why not forward these leads to him? Unfortunately, he closed his doors. And I thought, why not make another maid service that's more bare bones, try to cut costs everywhere where I could, to offer lower pricing. So now if they call Dallas Maids, our pricing is too high, they suggest Emily's Maids because the pricing is a bit lower. And so we're able to capture those who want a premium service and also those who are more cost conscious.
Right, so you're hitting both categories mm-hmm. of people that just need the basic done, I just need it simple. But when the other people are like, no, I got this high-end event, I need to have this done perfect, it's gotta be done perfectly, you know, so on and so forth. How, we're gonna get into how you came up with a maid service in a second, but how do people get a hold of you? Do they go to the website? Do they call the number? What do they do?
They can do both, actually. They can call our phone number, which is on the website, 972-851-9994. Or they can email us through our website, or they can even book online through our website. It takes about 60 seconds. You put your information there, pick your days, pick what sort of service you want, and it's easy as that.
Wow. All right. So I'll make sure I want people to get that. So the phone number, 972-851-9994. That's a lot of nines. So if you think of nine, you'll be like really close. And their website, dallasmaids.com. So mm-hmm. that's not, you know, nothing complex. Everything's, you got to know this. Okay. So how did you decide, okay, I'm going to do the maid service? I mean, there had to be something.
Oh, my goodness.
There had to be something. To be fair, to drop it a little closer. It had to be something that happened that had you say, maid service. Here we go. What happened?
Yeah, wow. It was a huge change. I used to be in, you know, high tech. I worked at IBM, Bank of America, hacking away behind a computer screen. So how did I give up this, cool occupation to clean houses? That's a good question. And David, I knew I wanted to do my own thing. I knew I wanted to create something of value. I wanted to see the whole big picture. You can't see that behind a blue screen, writing code. I wanted to feel like I was contributing.
Got it. Good. That's really good. That's really good.
And so for about a year and a half, I wrote down any business idea that came to my mind. You know, the best ideas are the ones that you're not even thinking about a business, but it just pops up in your head, whether you're driving down the street or, you know, talking to your wife. I would have a notepad and I would write the ideas down. And the best way to have a good business idea is to have a lot of business ideas. After a year and a half, I had a long list of ideas. And looking through them, maid service, it's hard to explain. You get this very compelling feeling that there's no way you can fail at this. And I had that feeling with maid service. And I just decided to go with it. I hired my two first, two house cleaners. I hired an office manager, and I had a I had a very small office. It was like, it was about half the size of this room that we're in right now.
that's pretty small. Just for people that don't know.
Yeah, no windows. But looking back, they sold it as an office, but I think it was really a closet. But hey. But hey, David, actually, this, maybe some of your listeners might want to know this, because I remember reading years later on how to have a successful business and allowing your inner voice to speak to you and write down those ideas, and then looking at those ideas and you come across an idea that you know you can't fail at, you may not be able to explain why. Run with it, because you won't fail.
Is it something you connected with, and then it's almost as though the Lord was like, this one, this one, this one, this one, this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
The one that's highlighting in yellow, this one, the one that's screaming your name, hello, hello. Is that kind of process?
Yes. And it was exactly. And it was the best decision I ever made.
How long have you done this? You've done this for, is it 10 years now? Or is it, how long is it, 8 years, 7 years?
Dallas Maids, I started in 2004.
Oh, yeah.
Maids, 2011. And
so 15 years then, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I saw your office. He's no longer in a very small little office. Let me just say that very nicely. It's a very cool office, actually.
Thank you so much.
And it looks really cool too. So, all right. So let's talk about, I'm going to keep you on for a next segment, because you can never get through all this stuff fast enough, which is kind of part of the problem. But let's talk about, what you guys clean and what you do. You clean apartments? Do you clean houses? Do you clean office complexes? Do you clean radio stations? What do you clean?
We focus, our specialty is residential homes.
Okay. Okay.
And we do homes, apartments, condos. If you live there, we do it. We do have some commercial, but it's not our norm.
Okay.
It's just our regular customers that might have an office they want us there to, but it's basically home cleaning. We do weekly, biweekly, recurring service. We also do one times and detail cleanings and move in, move outs when you are moving in or moving out of house.
Apartments too, or just homes? Is it, like, does it matter, or is it?
If you live there, we can clean it.
see. Got to be careful when you say that, Greg, because, I mean, my it could be like a doghouse. Like, that was, you know, which I'm going to be in because I told the story about the bloody nose when I get home. You know, like that kind of thing. So people, what they do is they either call you, so they can call you at 972-851-9994, okay? That's pretty simple. Or they can go online, dallasmaids.com. They can set up an appointment through the online process, or they can call and talk to somebody, get some ideas. Hey, this is what it's going to cost. This is what it's going to take. I have to know this just because I have to ask, because we only got about a minute and a half. Sometimes when you guys are cleaning houses, do you come across like, what is that? Like weird stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one time I was visiting with my parents, and we went to meet these people that they knew at their house, and they had a gong. I mean, an actual, like from the Gong Show.
Yeah.
And that's how the husband told the wife that somebody was at the house. Bang! And I just thought that was the most bizarre thing ever. Do you guys run across bizarre stuff from time to time?
Oh, dear. You know, let me see here.
You can't reveal?
Yeah. You know, frankly, most of our customers are
normal
people.
Jeez. All right, Ireland is in trouble. No.
I remember one. Well, we had one customer. And I can't say his name because he's a huge name. We got his account. Really excited. And I remember the first time going there because I wanted to make sure that my team did a perfect job because very important client. And remember going down his condo and every surface of his tables. Countertops, floor had at least a stack of three or four of his books. And
really?
Yeah.
He had his books all over the place.
Well, I'm sure it was probably for guests.
Yeah, it's for people that come to, or the unsold copies. We'll just leave that there. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. That's just too funny. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Nah, I gotta do that better. That was not a good one, right? It's like, here in Texas. That's better. It's gotta have that more. I gotta have that more of that feel. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. And then the other David Spoon Media things, as long, I don't know how long they're going to let me. I'm on probation with everybody. I'm even on probation with Google again. I don't get it. Just because I share my opinion in a striking fashion, does that mean that, well, I guess that's their stuff, so I guess they get to choose that. This segment brought to you by our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
All right, so I got John coordinating with the, so I'm renting a home, and the son-in-law of the owner, he's the gentleman that I've been working with, and he's in contact with John, and they're working out whatever they're working out so that they can do the roofie thing here, because I don't understand this stuff. And then John, I asked John, I said, well, he wants this, and John says it's more complex because of insurance, and he starts talking, and I'm like, blah, 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 I don't understand roofs, John, please take care of this. See, this is how I live, because roofing is not what I understand. That's what John understands. That's what he does for a living. He knows how it works with insurance. He knows how it works to coordinate. So if you know somebody, or if you have somebody that needs a roof inspection, there's no cost for roof inspection. There's, I mean, most of the time it's no out-of-pocket cost for roof replacements or repairs. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me, right? But John does it straight, doesn't kind of curve, doesn't twist it. So it's like, oh, we'll take care of the insurance company. We'll do something shifty. No, 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 no. He's going to tell you exactly what it is and exactly how it's got to go down, because you got to have honesty in this if you're going to be utilizing John's service. It's the Blessed Roofing Company, not, you know, we will skip it around company, right? You want it to be right before the Lord. So if you're looking for somebody to inspect the roof, no cost, no obligation, no charge, get in touch with John. His phone number, 469-BLESSED. Now, how great is that phone number? 469-BLESSED, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Called it today because I got to stop in there tomorrow. 469-BLESSED. You can also go to the blessedroofingcompany.com. Yes, that sounds familiar to the blessedrealtycompany.com, because they're both getting married in the future. So yes, that's why. The blessedroofingcompany.com. Tell John you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. He'll be very happy. He does own the snow cone place right next door to the roofing place. And if you go see him, he will get you a free snow cone. See? So that's, can't beat that right there, right? Come on, that's a good deal. Trivia question we're going to throw out there, then we're going to come back and talk to Greg some more. Here's the trivia question. Let's see. I'm not going to give you the tougher one. I'm going to give you kind of a medium one. Here it is. After Jesus Christ was baptized, remember? He was baptized, remember? After he was baptized, now, Greg, if you know the answer, you can't shout it out. If you, after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit directed him to a geographical location. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus somewhere after he was baptized. He was led by the Spirit. Where did the Holy Spirit lead him? Our number, 972-445-0770. See, that's not easy, is it? Now you got to think that through. Where did the Holy Spirit lead Jesus after he was baptized, both in Mark and Luke? 972-445-0770. You can look it up in the Bible. You just can't Google it. Got to do the honor system. That's the way we got to do it. Okay, let's get to our very next element that we're talking to Greg about. So he is the owner of Dallas Maids. Their phone number, 972-851-9994. That's a good phone number.
Oh, thank you.
That's really good. Also, DallasMaids.com. What type of situations do people contact you for? Is it always, and I would assume it's not, is it people that are having, like, something came up and we got to take care of it? Or do some people use this as a consistency in order to have that not be something that's draining them from their lives? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, both situations. Of course, people will have one-time events, you know, maybe a birthday party or a Super Bowl. But also we do recurring, which is every week or every 2 weeks. And, you know, people hire a maid service, so they don't have to worry about cleaning. And it's the best feeling coming home to a clean house. I love that feeling when I do have my house cleaned, which is not as often as you would think.
Yeah, you own the company. You'd think I'd be thinking they're doing that every other week or every other day, I mean.
No. If you know, if, for example, if we have a team out or something that's sick or something, you know, my house is the first one that gets cut, so we can make sure that, you know, those customers, you know, can get their service. But having a maid service, it makes you happy. You know, you don't have to worry about cleaning. You don't have to worry about, you know, having arguments with your wife or husband about who's going to do what. You just come home and it's clean. Everything is clean. Also, we do organization, so everything's just perfectly in their place. It's a really good thing to come home to.
So it's a break. I mean, people use this to kind of take a break. So that is that, for the people that don't use it all the time, people that might want to use it on an occasional basis, just I need a breather. I mean, I remember as I was finishing up my master's degree, I had to write my last paper. Mm-hmm. That was only 61 pages. there was a lot of stress going on in the house. And then my wife was working her way into a new position. So there was a lot of stress going on in the house. And then we were trying to figure out what we were going to be doing next. So there was a lot of stress going on in the house. And it had been good to know, because then we both would have to take whatever time we had available, use that to not just clean up and make it generally. And then especially if you're having the grandkids over, it's like it's got to be – I mean, it can't be a total mess. It could be a total mess after they leave.
Yeah, you know,
be a total mess when they walk in, or you never get to see them, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, we actually get a lot of students from SMU.
Really?
Because they're studying, and their parents want them to have a clean work environment. I'm thinking it's interesting that we had, you know, so many, so they wanted to find out. And actually, if your dorm is clean or your apartment is clean, you're able, your brain works better, you're able to actually study more effectively.
Wow. So yeah. So you're giving people a break, plus you're helping them from an academic point of view.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, my wife and I would never look at it that way. We would look at it as like, yeah, I ain't doing this. Yeah. Let's vac. I can't say it because I don't have to do it. That's how I'd be thinking. Do people ever give it as a gift?
Oh, yeah. Actually, all the time. And they can call, or they can even go to our website. We have a little tab that says gift card. And you can put into your amount, credit card, purchase it, and the gift certificate will be automatically emailed to whoever you want to purchase it for.
Wow. So they get it through email, and then people are just like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Can they write like little, like, this is for you because I love you?
Yes.
Or this is for you because I came to your house last time and it was so dirty I don't want to walk inside again ever.
Yeah. They,
I mean.
They can definitely do that. You can definitely write a personal note there. And Valentine's. It, for some reason, that's when we get
again, yeah. Really? So Valentine's is like a present.
Yes. You know, give your wife or girlfriend a vacation away from cleaning.
Wow.
So that's our biggest time when people buy our gift cards.
Wow. Now, I have to ask you, just because you asked it, just because it's a businessy question, mm-hmm. I have to know. So if that's your busiest time, what's your least busy time? Is that going to be the summertime? Is that going to be when's the least busy where people are like in their brains just not thinking?
January and February, for some reason, is our least busiest time.
Before Valentine's. So everything leading up to Valentine's kind of thing.
Yes. And I think in March, April, and April starts speeding up. And actually, our best time, the busiest time, is coming up in 2 weeks when everybody is coming back from vacation and need to start recurring service again.
Okay, so that's where they come back to the server, their consistent service.
But
go ahead.
David, right now, if anybody out there knows anyone who needs a job cleaning houses, let me know because we need good people.
Whoa! employment, ding, ding, ding.
Yes, yes.
You guys are looking for people?
Oh, yeah. We got five, maybe six positions that we really need to fill.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so now there's about 15 more people that went, what? What? Okay, so now let's make sure we get that straight down. Can they go to dallasmaids.com or do they need to call you, or what's the way they get in touch with you?
They can do both.
Either way.
Yeah, website says join the crew, and you can fill out an online form, or you can call 972-851-9994 and do a quick phone interview.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. So there's job opportunity. There's gift opportunity. There's take a break opportunity. And by the way, you can also reach them on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/maids, boom, you're there. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one right there. Plus, if you just go to Facebook and type in Dallas Maids, you're going to get there that way as well. You did a good job. How did it feel? Was it comfortable? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Trying to make people feel comfortable. We just charge them for parking on the way out, $4,000 or $5,000 per car. It's not that big.
Feel free to clean the top of the refrigerator before you go.
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. I think, I wonder, Julie and I think time is coming up for us to get a break in here pretty soon. We're going to take our break, come back. I got a pretty deep teaching, going to be very challenging. It's the way it goes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem, or creation itself, crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667. or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Also, davidspoon.com, but I tell you the media one because it makes it sound better. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Blah, 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 blah. This segment brought to you by our good friend and good doctor, Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brown, Dr. B as he's known, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center, gonna be in the studio on Thursday. So we got Jamie coming in on Wednesday, Dr. Brown coming in on Thursday. Bottom line, if you are walking crooked, see, chiropractor walking crooked, get it, get it? You want to get in touch with Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. Chiro Extraordinaire will be sitting down with us, talking with us. He does podcasts, so he's like into the broadcasting element. His number, 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362, Dr. Brandon Brown. If you tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, I promise he will give you a lollipop. See? I just got to get him a bag of lollipops first, and then that'll work out just fine. All right, we want to thank Greg for coming in. He did a great job in sharing what Dallas Maids does. I love two things that I really like about what he has is, first of all, it's a gift that you can give people. That's cool. Right? All right? I'm already thinking. And then two, if you're looking for employment, I never hear of any job opportunities. Yes, you do. Sometimes you gotta just do it. That's a big part of it. All right. Am I missing anything? Did I forget something? I know I probably forgot something. No? Okay. Nothing?
Well, did you want to repeat the trivia question?
Yeah, that's it. I knew somebody was going to do something somewhere. So after Jesus Christ was baptized, okay, this is Matthew, I think it's Matthew 4, Luke 3. But in Luke, after Jesus was baptized, where did the Holy Spirit lead him? Where did the Holy Spirit lead Jesus after he was baptized? You cannot Google. You can use your Bible. You can use a concordance. I kind of wish you wouldn't, but you can if you need to, just because you're trying to identify something in particular. Our number here, what's our number here? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Please, Wonder Julie, if I forget, please remind me to say what the answer is before we finish, because otherwise I'll forget, because, you know, there's a limited space up here. It's limited. It's all been rented out. That's all I got for you. All right, here we go for our teaching. You should see the other – oh, somebody's already calling. You should see the other question I had. People would have been like, whoa, you can't ask that. It was a really tough, tough question. I mean tough as in names and stuff. Okay, all right, let's see. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Wayne.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing real good today. Thank you very much.
My privilege to ask and to make sure you're doing well. Brother in the Lord, we got to be taking care of one another, taking care of our brothers and sisters, making sure we're all well, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my friend, this is a big one now. So I want you to get ready, take a deep breath, get yourself prepared. Here we go. After Jesus was baptized, where did the Holy Spirit lead him?
Into the wilderness.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. That is right. Now, isn't it amazing? Now, I think you'll agree with me that a lot of people are thinking, well, if the Holy Spirit's leading you, you know, it's always going to be positive, upbeat, always going to be. But in this case, Jesus was led into the will. Sometimes the Spirit takes you to places that are tough, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Good test.
That's good.
Good test of faith. Yeah.
Yeah, and then some of that though, and I think some people miss this. That testing of the faith, it's not so God can see it. It's so the person, God knows what that faith is. The person needs to see where their own faith is.
Amen.
Isn't that good? I love stuff like that. Excellent job, my friend. Thank you so much for calling and giving us the answer. You are the winner of the day.
You're welcome. Thank
you. All right. You take care. Bye bye. Excellent job. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Let's go. That was good. Now I don't have to remember to do it at the end. Wonder Julie. Hey, it's 12 years, Dave. Give me a break. Right? That's what you're thinking. Come on. All right. Let me get into this real quickly. Luke chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Okay. All right. What do I got? 5 minutes? I got 5 minutes. Then Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. And on another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. Yikes. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Now here's, right here is a significant problem that people have in Christianity. Ooh. What do I mean? People will look at the set of laws and want to know, well, I mean, is he going to heal on the Sabbath? That's bad. You shouldn't heal on the Sabbath. And Jesus is like, well, let's get something straight. I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Not the Sabbath is Lord of man. But man is over the Sabbath in the capacity that the Sabbath is there for us to rest and to gain. It's for our benefit. But we're not there to serve the Sabbath. And then one greater than the Sabbath, greater than the law, was amongst them. He was the Messiah. And so you got the Messiah there, and they're like, well, you know what? You got to keep these other things. And Jesus is like, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. And that threw them a curve. Why? Because they were trying to see something beyond what was in front of them. They were trying to say the law was the answer to all things, and Jesus was, I am the answer. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And there comes a tendency, and don't get mad at me. You have to love me, because if you don't, you get in trouble anyway. You have the passage in John 5, 39 and 40, says, you diligently study the scriptures, because you think that by them you possess life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me and have life. Jesus challenged the Pharisees, saying, you're using the law in such a way as to create literally a bibliolatry, an idolatry towards what's written, and the very testimony of the scriptures are referring to Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, in all things, Jesus might have the preeminence. That's the whole premise of what's taking place. And some people get so bogged down that they miss the Jesus that the scriptures are testifying to. And that's a big problem. In Bible college, they used to play this song, and they played it jokingly, but the whole song was about the fact that the church had everything so lined up, make sure God doesn't show up because there's no room to change any programs. And it's like, that's a problem. Do you understand why that's a problem? These scriptures that the Lord has given us, that are the breath of the Lord, same breath that went into Adam, went into the writing of these scriptures. It's the same breath. They give life. They point us into connection with Jesus. They're leading us somewhere. And what a lot of us will do, maybe too many of us, will say, well, no, I just want to know what the word has to say. Well, the word has to say that you should have a relationship with Jesus. That's what it has to say. And that, well, no, I don't want to have a relationship with Jesus. I just want to have the word. I just want to have the law. It's like, no, you're putting more value on the Sabbath than on people. And God clearly did not do that. Clearly. The idea that I'm bringing up is simple. The purpose of your communion in prayer, the purpose of your time in the Word, the purpose of fellowship, the purpose of your engagement with one another is not so that you can have a badge. It's not that you can have a special hat. It's so that when the trumpet blows and we're all said and done and we're all heading into eternity, that you have already begun the relationship you're going to continue for all eternity with the Lord. You see, it's not here to say, gee, I hope it all comes out okay. It's here to start for you that relationship. That justification comes through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And to turn the other cheek towards the Lord will create damnation. To reject Jesus is to reject the witness that God has given. The problem that some people have is they get so caught up in all the other stuff. Keith Green wrote a song. Now, you guys remember Keith Green? He was a long time ago, a Christian rock star. He wrote a song and said something really good. He said in this, when he wrote the song, I got so caught up in the work of the Lord, I forgot the Lord of the work. And that right there, that's what I'm talking about. If you misunderstood everything else I said, understand that. Don't get so caught up in all the things around the Lord that you miss the Lord. I love the Word of God. Love it. But because it connects me closer to Jesus and helps me know what he had to say and helps me understand the mind of God, not because I'm some legalistic guy. It's because it passionately drips of the love that God has for me. Yeah, I read it and I go, I'm not even close. And that's when I turn to the Lord and say, okay, if you don't help me, it ain't ever going to happen. It's like I'm not going to stop reading it because of that. I want to read it more. Because that love you have for God, that's at the core of everything. Everything else is pretty interesting. But when we're in eternity, you're going to be hanging with the Lord. Remember that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.